The ceremony in CRI has included a musical performance from a Bengali student. China Radio International's Bengali service helped translate Rabindranath Tagore's complete works into Chinese. Hu Banxiang is CRI's Deputy Director General.
On the occasion of the 155th birth anniversary of Tagore, we are holding this release ceremony of the Chinese version of Tagore's collection in honor of this great poet. This is also a good opportunity to spread the spirit of Tagore.
The collection, a translation finished after more than 5 years by experts from China Radio International and other institutions, is the first full collection of Tagore that is translated directly from Bengali into Chinese. Bangladeshi ambassador to China, Dalawa Hussein, says he hopes the translation will allow more of Tagore's work to be understood by Chinese readers.
Chin Antorjatik Betar Korte, Bishwokobi Rabindranath Thakurer Rachana Samagro,
I am very glad that under the initiative of CRI, this Tagore collection has finally met the public. According to my knowledge, this might be the first full collection of Chinese translations of Tagore's works. It is not an easy job to present the variety of Tagore's literature in Chinese. Thus, on behalf of the Bengali Embassy, I extend my gratitude to the translators from CRI. With their efforts, more Chinese readers will get to know Tagore.
Tagore is also credited with playing a role in helping foster better ties between China and India. People's Publishing House's Deputy Chief Editor Yu Qing. Tagore is a famous Indian poet, writer, philosopher, and social activist. He loves Chinese culture and created a Chinese academy in Indian International University, which is the first research center of Chinese language, culture, and literature in India. Tagore was a Bengali writer who gained global influence through his literary work and other works of art.Passing away at the age of 80 in 1941, Tagore was the first non-European winner of the Nobel Prize in Literature. For CRI, I'm Liu Mohan.